We decided that chizuk is always good. Since we're learning Nida, we'll begin with a famous Agadza in Nida, Adaf Lamin. The Gemara tells us, Kevin Shebali Avir Olam, Ba Malach Visosa Alponov, Alpiv, Yeni Yotze Vishal Mashmash Bianoso, Umayash Vushmash Bianoso, Tehi Tzadik Vial Tehi Russia. So my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik used to say that this shvua is a shvua that accompanies a mini shlichus. We find, for example, that when Avraham Avinu appoints Eliezer as his shliach, Sidna Yodcha, he's mashpia Yosef later on, he's mashpia the brothers, Yaakov is mashpia Yosef, Halmon Tiprayim Mitzrayim. Whenever you appoint a shliach for something challenging, you strengthen the minui with a shvua. The Torah says in the Sneh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Me'ata now eshlechecha el paro. Moshe is appointed as a shliach. But it's not just Moshe Rabbeinu. Every one of us is appointed as a shliach. The laws of shlichus can be found in Evin Ezer, Kufmem to Kufmem Beis, and in Choshei Mishpat, Kufchaf Aleph to Kufchaf He. But I believe that there are four differences between Dinei Shlichus and our Shlichus, each and every one of us. The first difference is that a Minu Shlichus has to be Mugbal, it has to be limited. It has to be Mesuyam, it's a Tafkin, Sheyesh Bar Kitzva. It's from here to there, from beginning to end. Our Shlichus is a Dover Sheyesh Bar Kitzva. It's not a Dover Mesuyam, it's not something that begins and it ends. It's a Dover Sheyesh Bar Kitzva.
Sorry?
Right. From the time until he dies. But I mean to say, other shlichus has to be within a certain time period. Take, for example, the case of Rabbi Tarfon. Tosus in Kiddushin in the Sugi Kibbutz Ava'im quotes Yushalmi about Rabbi Tarfon. The Gemara describes in the Yushalmi Rabbi Tarfon's Kibbutz Ava'im, it was endless. And then Rabbi Tarfon, the Gadol Hador, takes sick. And his mother comes to the Beis HaMedrash and begs the Talmid to be mispalel for her son. And the answer is, the Talmidim say, Adayin lo higia l'chatzi kibbut. Is Aleph Rektashat. How can he say such cruel words? Adayin lo higia l'chatzi kibbut. A mother comes to ask Talmidim to pray on behalf of her son. He's in the balance between life and death. And that's what they respond. So my Rebbe said the following. Ask the question, what was the shlichus of Rabbi Tarfon? And the answer is Mesiras HaTorah. Rabbi Tarfon single-handedly transmitted the Torah from one generation to the next. But the answer is no. We don't know what our shlichus is. Our shlichus is a davar she'eino yadua, a davar she'eino mesuyam. And perhaps, said the Talmidim, Rabbi Tarfon had to come down to this world not just to teach Torah, but also to teach us the mitzvah of kibud ein. V'adayim lo higia l'chatzi kibud. How, Ribono Shalom, can you take the neshama of Rabbi Tarfon when he hasn't achieved even half of the mitzvah? Half of being a dugmai shit, of being a paradigm, of teaching us kibbutz ein. The second difference between shlichus and kol haTorah kula and our shlichus is that shlichus and kol haTorah kula has to be lizman kotzuf. Not only is it a davar mesuyam, but it's got to be a kitzvah in zman. But our shlichus takes us through the entire. And perhaps one could say that when Chazal say that a person who dies is v'eino magil lachatzi tavos biyodo, we could say lo igil lachatzi shlichus biyodo. The third dimension of shlichus in Kol Torah Kula is that the shliach is here, the mashalech is far away. The mashalech is never there to be malava the shliach. If the mashalech is there, it's pointless. There's no din of shlichus. Not so with regard to our shlichus. Here the mashalech is with us. The ilule, and if not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, eino yochalo, we could not possibly fulfill our shlichus. The Ribbono Shel Olam is there, perhaps it's zeh yochal v'zeh eino yochal, but we can't do it without the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, shlucho shel adam kemoso means that we have the kemoso of the siyata d'shmaya d'shchina that escorts us through shlichus during the entire life. And the fourth difference is that you cannot appoint a shliach for something that the shliach cannot fulfill. He's got to be able to do it. It's got to be biyado, v'efsha l'kaim. In our shlichus, we can never ever fulfill the shlichus. We can never ever say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we did what we could. And that's about it. Our shlichus can never be completed, and therefore the halachin shlichus that's so fundamental, chazok al shliach sh'osa shlichus, does not apply to our shlichus. It could never be osa shlichus. The pasuk says in our parasha, Vayishlach osam Moshe mimidbar paran al pi Hashem. The Meraglim was sent as shluchim al pi Hashem. The next part of the pasuk says, Kulam anoshim, Rashi says, anoshim b'mikra loshen chashivus the osa shok sherim ha. And then it says, Rashi b'nei Yisrael him. All of the Farshim Peach asks the following question. The Gemara in Sota says that there's a hekesh between Biyosam and Halichosam. Ma Biyosam Bietzoro, when they came back there, they saw Halichosam was Bietzoro. But Rashi's on Kulam Sherim. Says the Maral, Biyosa Shah Kulak Sherim, but not Bahalichosam. Biosa Shah, they were appointed as shluchim al pitzivu Hashem. And when you are a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you are a kosher, and then you will fulfill the shluchos. It's the shlucho shel adam kemoso. The Ribbono shel Olam is there, guiding you, and being with you so that you can fulfill your shluchos. But then comes the halicha. Says the Maral, the halicha is a separate stage after the meeting. The halicha is the Meraglin took upon themselves to be shluchim of the people of Israel. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's what the pasuk means when it says, Rashi b'nei Yisrael. The Chasam Sofer points out that if you open up to the beginning of Sefer Dvar in Perek Daled, you'll see that two things took place simultaneously. At the same moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavah Moshe, Shlach Lachai Moshe, the people of Israel came to Moshe Rabbeinu and asked him to send Shluchim. Says the Chasam Sofer, here's the challenge that faced the Rabbi. They were shluchim. They accepted upon themselves shluchim. But which shluchim? Are they going to be shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tzivui that he gave to Moshe Rabbeinu? Or are they going to be shluchim of Bnei Yisrael? And the shluchim that they took upon themselves was the shluchim of, as the pasuk says, Rashim Bnei Yisrael him. Says the Chasam Sofer, Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakes Yisrael V'Omar Shlach Lecha Anosh Lecha Levad V'Ein Acher Itcha. Let no one be with you, Moshe, when you appoint the Shluch V'Al Pi Hashem Yotzeh.
And the pasuk says, "Vayishlach oso Moshe al pi Hashem."
Onon nisarva behem machshav zara. They had some sort of taromis of the wrong intention, because Ira, what happened was that be oso zman mamish etziva Hashem lishloch samaraglin bo ba eis nigshu kol bnei Yisrael lifnei Moshe lishloch lemaraglin. And vayita vadover bienei Moshe. Moshe thought, how could it be possible that at that moment these two things would happen simultaneously? It must be that Baruch Shekivnu Ladas HaMokam.
But says that some sofer, Rabin Bnei Yisrael Asu Machmas Katnus Hemuna.
Moshe Rabbeinu's shlichus was just tell us Al Pi Derech HaTeva where we should go in and how we should fight the battles.
But that wasn't the intention of Rabin Bnei Yisrael.
They were Katnei Hemuna. They were hoping that the Meraglim would come back and foil the plan and say it's impossible for us to conquer the seven nations.
Says the Chasam Sofer, Shlucho Shel Adam Kimosi.
The Shliach takes on the Hashpah, the Hashra of the Mishalech. If the Mishalech is the Ribono Shel Olam, then it's the Eitzah Tov, and then Kulam Anoshim Ksherim. But once they sensed the Meraglim that they had to be Shluchim of Bnei Yisrael, then it's Shlucho Shel Adam Kimoso with the same attitude and for the same goal and objective as Bnei Yisrael.
And that was the Eitzah Ra, is hence the Hekesh.
Because once they went on the derech, they said to themselves, we are representatives of Klal Yisrael. They sent us, let's fulfill the shlichus the way they want us to fulfill the shlichus.
And that's the shlucho shalom kemosim that became perhaps and caused the greatest tragedy and the greatest sin in the history of Klal Yisrael and changed the entire nature.
Chazal tell us, Al tamin bi asmacha ad yom moscha. And there was a kohen gadol, what was his name? I forgot right now. Brachas. Rav Yochanan. 80 years he's mishamish as a kohen gadol. And at the end of his life, he became a tzduki. I ask the following question, Ribono Shel Olam. A man is a shliach hakel for 80 years as a kohen gadol, nichnas lefnai v'lefnim. Can't he trust himself? Is there no point in his life when he can have faith that he was misakin his midas, he reached kedusha, he reached tara?
So the parsha of the Meraglim has a gevaldige chiddush for us.
Yeah, a person has to make a cheshbon nefesh and be bodek b'chorin ustakim and check his way. But what is he looking for?
Ah, I'll tell you what he's looking for. He's looking for midos rogues.
No! The parsha of Meraglim says, Andrish, he's looking for midos tovos. Because sometimes a midah tova can bring you down if it's misused. It can be a challenge and a misogyny. How so? The Meraglim felt, we are Russian Bnei Yisrael. We have an achrayus Bnei Yisrael. We love the people. That's a midah of tova, of av, of chesed. But if it's misused, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent you as his shliach with a capital H, that's the shlucho shel Adam Kemoso that you want. That's the Vayitzav Moshe al Pi Hashem. And not to use that midah tova l'ra and take on the shlichus of Bnei Yisrael. And I say, Rabosai, when we say that each one of us are shluchim of Kel, with a dom shein lo kitzma, with a zman shein lo katsu, that we don't know exactly what the nature of Hashlichus is, and no one can testify and know why he was brought to this world and what his purpose is. In that sense, for both sides, each and every one of us is a malach Hashem. Because what is a malach? A malach is a shliach. And here I want to share with you something I mentioned here on Shabbos from Rav Weinfeld, a beautiful vart based on Rav Chaim Volozhin. Says Rav Weinfeld, why is it that a osek b'mitzvah potim in a mitzvah? And he says the following. When a person is osek b'mitzvah, he's got to be totally focused exclusively on that mitzvah. There's no room to be distracted, not even by another mitzvah. That's what it means that ein malach echad oseh shtei shluchios. There's no room for shtei shluchios. You finish your first shluchios, then you go on to the other. You finish the first mitzvah, then you go on to the other.
The Chutzke Rebbe used to say we make a mistake when we believe that there are 613 mitzvahs. Name! There's only one mitzvah, the mitzvah you have to do now. And that has to be a total dedication to that mitzvah. And therefore, Abosa, here we dedicate to mitzvah Talmud Torah. And our shlichus is to give our energy to the learning of Torah, the teaching of Torah, the love of Torah, and not to be distracted, not to be derailed. And I speak to myself, as Rav Chaim Brisky used to always say when he said a Musa Varth, he would say, I'm talking to myself, if you want to listen in, you're allowed to listen in. And why do we battle? Why do we get distracted? Why is there so much jumping around and screaming and yelling on every single Zach? Okay, fine. Sometimes we have to raise money, and sometimes we have some people who come into the base medrash, and maybe we have to do things. But we have to realize that that too is distracting us from our shlichus. And I say, Rabosai, as we enter into the summer months, when Chazal teach us, and we all know it, Yetzirah gets overtime, gets paid overtime. That's what we have to be mechazik ourselves. That we are shluchei haker. And if our shlichus here, in the base medrash, is to be dedicated to the study of Torah, then that's what it should be. How much hanah and nachas I get, and I'm sure you all get, when we see pilpul shel Torah, when it's not just everyone sitting by themselves, but we're learning ki ish echad b'lev echad, the Torah was given to the klal, not to the yachid. And that nachas is a nachas which I'm sure the Ribbono shel Olam senses, when he realized that we're not distracted, when we're totally focused, when it's shlichus achas and mitzvah achas, because we are here to learn his Torah. Ah, and how beautiful his Torah is. And when we dedicate ourselves to the task of being Shluchei Hashem, we have to realize not only is this Shlichus the greatest calling and the most glorious majesty of man, not only is the Shlichus a Dom Shem Kitzvah, not only does the Shlichus mean that as much as we try, we never really succeed to do it 100% to say, but more than that, that our shlichus should completely overtake us, should overwhelm us. We should be mukaf with the Ar Elyon in such an extent that the Yetzirah can't distract us and the Sitra Achra can't get the best of us. So my Divrei Chizuk for today is just that we should try in Mirtz Hashem to dedicate ourselves totally and exclusively to the study of Torah. If Ash Lichus is going to be with the Ribbono Shel Olam helping us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Messiah, he's with us, then in Yirtzeh Hashem, Shlucho Shel Adam Kibmos. I was curious in Hilchus Nida about the question of Tliya in two different directions. One is Ksamim and the other is Bedikas Eid. And frankly speaking, as Chatoi and Imazkir, I always was of the opinion that when we're dealing with Bedikas Eid, there's no room for Tliya. Bedikas Eid, you're dealing with Doraisas, you're dealing with the fact of Dilma Argusha Volavadaite, she had Argusha. You're dealing with Tumas Nida D'Oraisa. And then I saw something amazing in the Chidushi HaRajba on Daf Yudalim in the Sugya of Bedikas Eid. The Mishnah speaks on Daf Yudalim about Derech Benos Yisrael Meshamshos Bishnei Eidim Echad Lo etc. etc. And in this case the Mishnah says that if she checks the eight bedikah after Tashmish, she finds Dam, they're both obligated to bring a Korban Chatos, which means we're talking about Tumah B'Toras Vada. Fekta Gemara. V'nechush Dilma Dam Macholeshu. Maybe what she found on the eight is Dam Macholes. It's not Dam, they also Mokum. Omer Rav Zera, also Mokum, Baduku, Eitzel Macholes. So I was wondering, what was the nature of this Havamim in the Gemara v'nechush dilma dam macholis. And I opened up the Rashba, and I found that he says something amazing. He asks the following question. He says, kashalu im kein ein lecha isha shemitama bin nida bin dika. The Rashba understood that in the Havamin of the Gemara, there's no such thing as a bedika, which we've been tamei her. In other words, as opposed to other Rishonim who understood that the Gemara was saying v'nechush, why should he have to bring a korban chatos? B'toras nida, b'toras vaday tuma. Maybe it should only be a suffit tuma. The Rashba goes all the way to the other extreme, and the Rashba wants to say, if that be the case, eilcha isha shetmeya v'nida l'bayla b'vdika. Basically, take the whole institution of bedika, which we consider doraisa, and throw it overboard. And the Gemara then answers, Amar Rav Zera, also makom badeku etzel macholis, which basically means that if there's no reason to be choshesh to a macholis, the macholis, the Gemara is too lishonos, it couldn't get in there, it was a makom dachuk, blah blah blah, whatever it might be, then we're not choshesh to macholis. But it doesn't mean that there's no chashash macholis in a bedika. It could be, according to the Rashba, that although the Gemara says that we have a chazaka, okay, so when there is a chazaka, then she's tveya b'toras vada, and they'll both bring a carbon chatos. But if there's a possibility of macholis in dam b'bedika, v'ein b'bedika, ein ochinami, maybe we could be mitayr hol ha'bayla. And that's exactly how the Rashba understood the Havamin of the Gemara. And if this be the case, Rabosai, then maybe we have a shakal v'tarya here in the Gemara that goes as follows, according to the Rashba. That we're not talking about ishi tmeya b'toras vadai or only b'toras safek, but rather what we're talking about is she tahora l'vayla, says the Rashba, or is she tmeya l'vayla. If that be the case, what I want to check with you, is there sometimes cases, are there cases where there would be a suffix that maybe in an eid bedika we could be tola in a macholis? The Maskanas HaGemara of Rav Zera would seem to indicate, the way Rashi learns it, that whenever there's a bedikas eid, then she's tveya b'toras vadai, and she's chayevas b'karba. The Rashba leaves us wondering if perhaps there's tliya b'macholes even in a case of eid bedika, and she could be tahora l'bayla. But when would that be true? Under what case and what scenario would there be a possible suffix in a case of eid bedika? So perhaps we could learn the next piece of Gemara here, and the Gemara says the following. Itmar. And everything I'm talking about today is the Eid HaBodukla. Bodka the Eid HaBodukla, V'tachato b'yercha, b'yerecha, Ulamachar matza oleha da. The Gemara records here a Havamina and a Maskana. First the Gemara presents the Maskana, Omar Rav Tmeya Nida means Tuma Vadois. And Amalei Rav Simi Bar Chiyo L'Rav V'choshesheh Samart One. We heard you over the course of your shiurim in Hukas Nida. You said it was choshesheh, meaning it's only a suffix. And Gemara says that he was choserbo. That Eichinami originally Rav was of the opinion that in this case of tachato b'yercha, it's a suffix. But Umaskana Rav concluded that she's tmei b'toras vadai. Itmar Nami, Omar Shmuel, Tmeya Nida, V'chein Morim B'Bei Midrasha, Tmeya Nida. So Maskanas of the Sugya is that she's Tmeya B'Toras Vadai. But there was a Havamina in the case of Tochata, of Tochava B'Yercha, that maybe she would be only a Suffolk, which means that there's a possibility of Tliya. And here, Rabosa, we have two Girsos in the Gemara, and a Machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chanan. According to Rashi's Girsa, it comes out the following. That perhaps we could be tole this dam on a makos. Why? Rashi learns that after she made the bedika, she found dam in two places. She found dam al yerecha, and Dam on the 8th. In such a case, if we isolate the Dam al Yerecho, then perhaps that Dam came from Macholis. Are you going to say Rabbi Zeira? Rabbi Zeira's Chazok applies to Osam Makom. Is it possible, therefore, that the Eid Bedika, when she did a Niguv, somehow is Nagcha, you know, his Ganva, the Dam from the, what's we call, from the Yercha, went on to the Eid? And that would create a Suffolk. Because then, if it's Dam al Yerecha that came on to the Eid, then maybe it came from Macholis. And this seems to be, at least in the Hamamin of Rav, the way he's presented the Shita, the way Rashi learns the Sugya. That perhaps the Dam went from Yerecha onto the Eid Bedik. Now you might ask me the following question. Where do we see a clear-cut case of an Eid Bedika where we are Tola B'macholis? So for that we open up to the Mishnah on Daf Nun Ches. And the Mishnah says at the end of this long Mishnah with Rabbi Akiva that Eid Shunasun Tachasakar, in other words, she didn't check the Eid immediately after she made the Bedika. She put it under the car. Vinimtza Olav Dam Agul, and she found Dam in an unusual way. Tar means that we're going to be Tola in Macholis. So here we have a case of an Eid Baduk, and we were Tola Macholis. If that be the case, let's go back to the Gemara Daf Yudalit. Rav has a Havam, you know, that in the case where she found Dam later on, meaning she didn't immediately look at the aid, but rather she put the aid in between her legs. She checked it out later. She finds Dam according to Rashi's Pshat on the Yerecha, and then she finds Dam on, and she also finds Dam on the aid. So in this case, Rav entertained the possibility. Let's compare it to the Mishnah on Daf Nun Ches. It's like aid tachasakar. So when do we assume then, according to this whole Mahalach, that in a case of an Eid Bedika, we're dealing with a Suffolk Doraisa, and there's no way we can say Tliya works only in Ksamim, but not in an Eid Bedika. That's only if she checks the Eid Bedika immediately afterwards. The Rashba here throws in another Svar. Since she made a Bedika before Tashmish, and she didn't find any Dam, she was Tahorah Labayla, that already brings a Reisa here on the Eid that she checked after the Bedika. Or maybe since he found Dam on his aid and not her, or the other way around, that also leads us to think maybe this Dam is not Dam in a Mocker, maybe it's Dam in a Macholis. Oh. So now we have Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says that in this case of Tochav Aben Yerecheha, she found the Dam on the aid. And only on the Eid and not on Yerecha. So let's just review. According to the Girsa of Rashi, the way the Mishnah interpret Rashi, it was Nimtza Olea Dam, Gamal Eid, Vagamal Yerecha. And if we have a suffix, perhaps the Dam on the Eid came from the Dam on Yerecha. And just like Dam on Yerecha lends itself to Tliya, so too the Dam on the Eid. Rabbeinu Chananel's Girsa, quoted by Tosfos, is Nimtza Olav Dam Al Ha'Eid Vi Al Ha'Eid Bulvat, but not on the Yerach. In the Poskim, we're going to see two major approaches, two major shitas. One approach, which I think reflects the shita of the Rashba, perhaps the Rabban, is that the question is, in the case of Hinichasa Tachasakar in the Mishnah, there we said that this Tliya Macholes, again, there were certain limitations, it's got to be Pachas V'Kagris, it's got to be a Kesem Ogul, and so forth on the Eid. There we had the possibility, despite the fact that it was a Bedika, to be Tolin Macholes. In our Sugya, where she found Dam on the Erecha, the Maskona Sasugya is, we're not going to be told of the Dam on the Eid, on the Dam on the Yerech, but rather we're going to assume that the Dam on the Eid is a separate entity, and it came Migufa. And Fakir, the opposite is true. From the Dam on the Eid, named Nisnadwa, maybe there was a Niguv, and she ended up with Dama Yerecha. So it all depends on which kivun you're going, which direction. But once again, we're seeing something very fascinating, that perhaps there is Tliya Namacholes in a case of a Bedika. We saw it in the Mefer Lehedja in the Mishnah over there, on Daf Memches, in the case of Inichosa Tachasakar. Tosus points out that's different in the case of what? Of Sagra Bekufsa, because in Kufsa it's not Begolui, and if we have no reason to assume that the possibility of a Macholes. But in the case of Yerecha, that's already considered down Begolui. And therefore Rav, for a long time, had the opinion that she's only a Suffolk. And maybe the Damk, because basically the Suffolk of Rav is which way we turn. Do we start with Yerecha, end up with Aid, or do we start with the Aid and end up with Yerecha? But according to Rebbeinu Kananel, that his gears is what? Where did she find the Dam? Only on the Aid. Therefore, the question I want to raise with you is, what is the Havamina, according to Rebbeinu Kananel, that we would need this Brisa to teach us that she's Tmeya B'Toras Vadai? What would be the Havamina to say that she's Tahora? She didn't find any Dam al Basara. She only found Dam on the Aid. So the Rashba says that according to Rabbeinu Chananel, this Chiddush of the Gemara is that basically we're not Tola in a Macholis. Even though, again, she didn't make the Bedika, she didn't check the Aid immediately afterwards, she put it away, but nevertheless there's no Tli in a Macholis. And that's the rule. And that's the case of Dam when she was Bodekes es Atzmali Achar Atash, which we're not Tola the Macholis. There's only another case where she puts it in a under the car, and since she placed it, she hid it under the car. That's already a suffix as to whether we're looking at the Bedika Aid and the Dam of Bedika, or Dam that came the Alma, that came from Acholitz. But in the absence, in the exception of that case, then as long as she finds Dam on the Aid, and that's where she found the Dam, we're not told in the Machlokes. And that's how the Rambam paskins in Perek Dalet Halacha Yutes, like Rabbeinu Kananel, ain't told in the Machlokes. And the Magid Mishnah writes, Roy Lahachnir Ke Rambam. The Ramos can also say we should be Machlokes like the Rambam, that even though it's against the Rashba and the Ramban, we should be Machlokes like the Rambam. What the Magid Mishnah fails to do for us is to talk explain what is the difference between the case of Inichosa Tachasakar and Tachvasa Ben Yerecha. Why in the case of Tachasakar are we assuming that maybe the Dam came from elsewhere and not here in the case where she finds Dam al Bissar? Even if it's... No, I'm talking about a case of Ogul. Says the Taz, here in Kufzadi Sifkot and Choftalid, it's the Rambam Lishitas. Because the Rambam holds that Dam al Basar lo tolin b'machos, and it doesn't matter whether it's Pachas Mikagris, or certainly not if it's Yosem Mikagris. In other words, here we go back to Sivav in Kuf Tzadi, where the Machaber quotes the two deis, whether or not Dam al Basar is any different than Dam al Kesem, al Chaluka. The Rambam sheet is Dam al Basar doesn't lend itself to Tliya. It doesn't come under the halachas of Ksomim. And therefore, the Rambam here in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yutes, Lishitaso says that even though she found Dam al Yerecha, there's no Tliya in Dam al Yerecha. However, the Bach, and the Shach quotes the Bach, says the following. The Eid Shebodka Bo, in a case of an Eid that she was bodek with the Eid, Dafka Behinicha B'mokom Shamacholes Mitvadam Mitzuyin. Everything, says the Bach, depends upon Matsui or Eino Matsui. Is it Dam Macholes Matsui or is it Dam Macholes Eino Matsui? It all depends on the location where she put the Eid. If she put the Eid Tachasakar, then we say that Dam Macholes is Matsui. It's Matsui enough to use Tliya even in the case of an Eid Bedika. Avalor Gufa, She'ein Matsui Sham Macholes. V'lafichach Ein Toli Macholes. So according to the Bach, if we accept the opinion of Rabbeinu Kananel, which means The way the Rashba interpreted that there's no Tliyin HaMacholis in the case of Eid Bedika, and that was Rav Zeira's statement of Chazaka. Then, when we take the Rambam, and the Rambam paskins Lehedja, that there's no Tliyin HaMacholis like the Rabbeinu Chananel, should we be machmir for the Rambam or not? Well, from the Taz's point of view, it all depends upon how we paskin in Sivvah. And the poskim are making one sifav to assume that even in the case of Dam al Besora, there is Tliya. But the Bach says that it all boils down to the following question: did she leave the aid in a place where Macholes is Matsu? And that's where the difference is between Tachas Akar, there's Macholes Matsu, but not in the case of Tofasa Bein Yarchosen. I just want to leave you with one last ta'ara before we end. If I read the Ran correctly, the Chidushi Aran says, after quoting Rabbeinu Chananel, he says, "Lefi girsa zu yesh lefarish kigon shenimtza dama al ha'eid velo al ha'yerch hilkach leko lemechesh ledam macholis." Do you hear this? If I read this correctly, and everybody please take a look at the Ran. The Ran is saying that according to Rabbeinu Chananel, why is it lekel lemechesh ledam macholes? He doesn't say the way we saw it in the other poskim, that it's because it's not motzli. He says because she didn't find dam on hayerek. That's the girsa of Rabbeinu Chananel. Meaning that if there was macholes, then she should have found dam in a yerech. And therefore, kevan dinimtza al ha'eid, and I'm adding the word bilvad, velo al ha'yerech, hilkoch leka lemechesh ledam macholes. Dihachi al yerech anami mi boilo lishtakuche. She should have found dam even on her yerech. Ella, therefore, we assume the shas b'dika bal ha'ed v'nivla bo, that this dam on the A came from Guf. Lefiyadi is daiti, and you'll have to check this out. It seems to me that the Ran is holding there's no machlok shi Rashi Rabbeinu Chanan. Rashi is talking about one mitzias based on his girsa, and Rabbeinu Chanan is talking about a totally different mitzias, which means that according to the Ran, when the dam is only on the eid, everybody's going to agree that we're not tolling the macholas. Because if the macholas was destroyed here, she should have found dam on Yerecha as well, because the eid was tochu beidira yachosel. But on the other hand, if she found dam on the Yerech as well as the dam on the eid, then even Rabbeinu Chananel Ligir Sasso would agree that in such a case we could be tole on macholos. As I said before, the Torah brings down two days, and he seems to assume that the Rosh is like the Rambam, and there's no tliyin of macholos, but the Ramah, although he's machmir, many of the poskim, I think, are going to align themselves with the Rashba, and that's the impression I get from the Shulchan Aruch himself. This would be a machlokas between the Machab and the Ramah, whether or not in cases where we might want to be tola dam bedika in a macholes, whether we can do so or not. Ad kan. You must.